New York City, September 4th, 2013. 5. A boy is sick of his broken heart, tired of his storm-filled brain. So he drinks until he cannot feel the pieces scraping together in his chest, until he cannot hear the thunder rolling through his head. He drinks when his friends tell him it will be all right. He drinks when they tell him it will pass. He drinks until the bottle is empty and the world gets fuzzy at the edges. It is not enough to ease the pain, so he leaves and they let him go. And at some point, on the walk home, it begins to rain. At some point, his phone goes off and he doesn't answer. At some point, the bottle slips and he cuts his hand. At some point, he is outside his building and he sinks onto the stoop and presses his palms against his eyes and tells himself it is just another storm. But this time, it shows no signs of passing. This time, there is no break in the clouds, no light on the horizon, and the thunder in his head is so damn loud. So he takes a few of his sister's pills, those little pink umbrellas, but they are still no match for the storm, and so he takes some of his own as well. He leans back on the rain-slicked stairs and looks up at the place where the rooftop meets the sky and wonders, not for the first time, how many steps from here to the edge. He isn't sure when he decides to jump. Perhaps he never does. Perhaps he decides to go inside, and then he decides to go upstairs, and when he reaches his door, he decides to keep going, and when he gets to the last door, he decides to step out onto the roof, and at some point, standing there in the pouring rain, he decides he doesn't want to decide anymore. Here is a straight path. A tarred stretch of empty asphalt, nothing but steps between him and the edge. The pills are catching up, dulling the pain and leaving behind a cotton quiet that's somehow even worse. His eyes drift shut, his limbs are so heavy. It is just a storm, he tells himself, but he is tired of looking for shelter. It is just a storm, but there is always another waiting in its wake. It is just a storm, but tonight it is too much, and he is not enough, and so he crosses the roof, doesn't slow until he can see over the side, doesn't stop until the tips of his shoes graze empty air. And that is where the stranger finds him. That is where the darkness makes an offer. Not for a lifetime, for a single year. It will be easy to look back and wonder how he could have done it, how he could have given away so much for so little. But in the moment, shoes already skimming night, the simple truth is that he would have sold his soul for less, would have traded an entire life of this for just a day, an hour, a minute, a moment of peace. Just to numb the pain inside his chest, just to quiet the storm inside his head. He is so tired of hurting, so tired of being hurt. And that is why, when the stranger holds out his hand and offers to pull Henry back from the edge, there is no hesitation. He simply says yes.